Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, and we are back with the last episode of 2021. First of all, I want to just congratulate each and every one of you for making it thus far. This year has been crazy. 2020 has been even crazier. 2019 has been crazy. And the years before that, maybe you were in a toxic relationship. Maybe you were in a toxic friendship. Maybe something has had you in bondage. Maybe this is your coming out year. Maybe this is your freedom year. So I just want to congratulate each and every one of you for making it out of Egypt. Making it out of Egypt. I am so proud of you. I'm proud of you. For the fact that you stayed true to yourself, you stayed the course, and you trusted God along the way. Now, there were some hiccups, I would say that. Sometimes you doubted. Sometimes you doubted God. Sometimes you doubted yourself, but you made it out, and you're here. And that's what we need to celebrate going into the year 2022. All right? Period. So, in celebration, I want to do hopefully it'll be a quick recap of what 2021 has prepared us for, or how 2021 has prepared us thus far. The things that we've endured, the things that we've gone through, the setbacks, the things that happened to us this year. So if you will bear with me, I would like to kind of go through my list of things that has prepared us, not even just 2021, but the years before, 2019, 2020, so on and so forth. You ready? You got your pen? All right, let's go. Let's get into it. This year was your birthing season. And because it was your birthing season, you've been patient in the waiting. You've endured a lot of things, and God has cultivated a lot of gifts. He's brought you through a lot of trials and tribulations in order for you to bear much fruit in this next season. So whatever you are about to birth is definitely going to be worth it. But things started getting a little weary for you. So God sent a word and told you to stop rushing the process. He has so much to reveal to you this year. A sequence of events started to occur to show you your destiny and to give you clarity for the next season of your life. During this series of events, there were some things that God had to prune you into, who he called you to be spiritually, mentally, emotionally. This year clearly showed you your identity in Christ, who you were and who you were not, what was for you and what wasn't, who was for you and who wasn't, what opportunities was from God, which one wasn't. But that made you have to endure a process of transformation to get you to see what he was about to show you. During this process of transformation, God started confirming and revealing some things to you, but you started getting excited and antsy, wanting to jump ahead of God and do things your own way. But God had to show you that his way was better. Next, he started to prepare you for the relationship you are about to enter into in the next season of your life. So he further confirmed his word by sending another word to make you come out of bondage, your Egypt, your oppression, what has had you bound for years. Along the way, things started scaring you. They started to become real clear that God was not playing with you or his will for your life. So he sent a word to encourage you to not give up and back down. He encouraged you and told you that you're super close, closer than you actually thought. He started prepping you and telling you about the influence you're going to have in this upcoming season, making sure that you are fully aware of the fact that your influence is God-given and going to be used for a bigger purpose than you. He made sure that you knew to stay humble. God then started to reveal to you the details of the assignment, and he reminded you to trust the process of discovery, that he will give you the details in time. God then gave you another word and told you to trust your gifts, because this next season of your life, your gifts would make room for you. He then encouraged you to continue to pursue the new you, the new assignment, the new freedom, the new mind, the new everything, everything new that you were experiencing, the new thing he has placed before you to further prepare you for what was to come. He also warned you of the old things that would try to come against you to test your loyalty towards him. Then God started telling you about the door that was about to open for you. He got your mind ready to receive, ready to look forward to something in the upcoming year. He then encouraged you to continue to do the good work of his true and faithful servants because you grew to love him more. So he encouraged you further to keep being obedient and to keep putting him first. He then had to warn you of certain things you had been indulging in because your ears started to itch. The anticipation towards this new door about to open for you has caused you to try to get more details, which ultimately made you start coming up with your own interpretation of what was behind the door. To correct you and correct your behavior, God then taught you how to access his flow, how to move when he moves, how to discern his voice and his movements so that you can stay in alignment with him. After the correction, he wanted you to step out on faith into the new thing, the new assignment in your life. He prepared you to take the first step in obedience and faith. He then had to get you away from certain doctrine that was not feeding your spirit. He had to make sure that you sought wise counsel so that you are able to hear from him more, so that whoever you were seeking would bring you closer to him and not further away from him. For some odd reason, after all of this preparation and pruning, you began to get discouraged and lonely, and in hopes to feel normal again, you stepped out on your sin against God. There was a temptation that you almost slipped into, or that you did slip into, that would have ultimately cost you your blessing. He forgave you and then addressed the doubt. He also addressed the fear to help get you out of a place of discouragement and despair. The temptation you had been faced with was a little stronger than you had anticipated. So in turn, it presented a door of opportunity that was in the end not of God, which made you have to repent and try to get back focused on hearing more clearly from God. Now, God has brought you back into full alignment with him, giving you more and more access to what he has for you in this next season. You're now back on good graces with the Lord, so much so that he began to change more and more of your desires in preparation for what he has planned for you in 2022. You were prepared for all of that this whole year. There were some ups and downs, some setbacks, some leaps of faith, but you're here. Everything worked out for your good. You learned a lot along the way, and now you're stronger and better and wiser. But wait, there's more. This next message that I am about to play for you was over the span of the last 3 days. I have been going live on TikTok consecutively, and I've been given a word. God has completely interrupted all of my TikTok lives. I've thought that I was just going to get on there and be funny and just try to build some engagement. But clearly God has something to say. He's been real, real loud these last couple of days. So going into 2022, I want you all to listen to this message. It has further instruction on going into 2022. And I really, really hope by now that you all join the discipline boot camp. A lot of people have been signing up at the last minute, and it's been nothing but God. But if you're listening to this and you have yet to sign up for the boot camp, then please, please do so. Tomorrow is the last day to sign up. I pray that you all have a great rest of your 2021. I pray that you are encouraged by this message that I am about to play. And I just pray that you all stick around for season 4, because look, we're getting look, it's getting real already. Okay, it's getting realer and realer and realer. Okay, the next voice that you are about to hear is God himself speaking through me. If you want to hear more of this message, then please go to my YouTube channel at Drea K TV. Don't forget to sign up for the Discipline Bootcamp starting January 3rd through the 24th. Go to CultivatedStrategiesInc.com to sign up. And without further ado, y'all, welcome to 2022. The next time you will hear from me and see me is in next year, the harvest time. Bye, y'all. So anyway, look, I'm not going to get on here and be long for y'all, but so we all know the scripture. Romans 8:28, we all know that all things work together for the good according to God's purpose, for according to those who love God and are called according to their purpose. I don't know, like, there's so many versions of Romans 8:28, like, I be having them. But I did just want to hop on here right quick and just kind of maybe confirm what some of you have been feeling in your spirit, or really to encourage you on that scripture in particular. Because the year 2019 and 2020 and this year 2021, we have endured some stuff, right? And we've come out of it. But we probably don't know what the meaning of it was, or we probably don't realize what was the point of me going through that. What was the point of me, you know, losing this? What was the point of me losing that? What was the point of me being broke? What was the point of me, you know, losing those friendships or losing that relationship? What was the point of me being hurt? And honestly, I even had to think to myself, y'all, it was a situation that, so last night I was working on my, my boot camp that I'm having next month. I was working on it, and it just dropped into my spirit, this prophecy that was given to me. And I had went back to it. For some reason, I don't even know where it came from. I was just like, oh, okay. So I went back to it, and basically it was a warning. It was a warning word. And at the time that I was prophesied to, at the time, I thought that the person that was going to try to manipulate me or harm me was somebody else. My God. You see, that's what happens when you lean onto your own understanding. But I thought that when I heard that prophecy, in my mind, I thought that it was going to happen this way, when really, it happened a different way. And now that I'm here to this point where I've actually endured, my God, I actually endured that manipulation and that hurt, that harm. I endured that. And when I went back and looked at that prophecy, because I write down everything, I went back and looked at that. I was like, this thing happened to me. I thought it was supposed to happen this way, but really it ended up happening this way. And it happened. And I survived it. It happened to me. I went through it. I endured it. It was painful at the time. It was confusing at the time. I didn't understand why I was even in this situation. I didn't understand why God allowed this to happen. I don't understand why I stayed
in that for so long. I don't understand, like, you know? And it dawned on me that even though that situation was meant for my harm, God turned it around, he flipped it around, and he meant it for my good. See, even though I endured that thing, and even though it hurt me, and it brought tears to my eyes, it literally crushed me. It crushed my spirit. Being manipulated by people that you genuinely fool with hurts. To experience the results of that, to see the end result of what you thought was a friendship, or what you thought was a partnership, or what you thought was a relationship, when you thought that people, you know, fooled with you like that, to come out on the other side knowing that the devil meant for them to hurt me in such a way that that situation was meant to steer me away from God. It was meant for me to curse God. It was meant for me to give up on friendships. It was meant for me to become hard-hearted. It was meant for me to become bitter. It was meant for me to hate people. It was meant for me to feel so played to the point where I rejected, or I would begin to reject everybody in my life in this upcoming season that God wants to send my way to help me. That's what it was. It was meant to knock me off my purpose. It was meant to decrease my value. Who was that for? It was meant to steer me off track to where God has me going. It was meant to detour and derail my purpose. But somehow, being in that situation, even in the midst of it, even in the midst of the sin, even in the midst of the hurt, even in the midst of the confusion, God still worked that thing out. He still matured me. He still kept me on track to my purpose. He still used that person to bless me. But see, a lot of times we want to become bitter. A lot of times we want to become nasty, and we want to continue to endure the negative effects of what was meant to mature us and make us better. We want to endure the negative effects because we don't want to see that it was meant for our good. Some of y'all haven't even gotten to that point where you see the positive in the negative. But for me, last night, when the devil tried to remind me of this situation, remember you was manipulated, remember you did that, remember you and this person did this, remember how you was running from God, remember how you was trying to do your little sin and run from God and hide from God, remember you was trying to do that. Even when the devil was trying to do that, I said, yeah, that happened. I did that. I was at blame for it too. But God still worked that situation out for my good. God still developed me. God still got me to a place where I could prosper. God still made sure, my God, God still made sure that I was straight. He still made a way. Can y'all imagine? Can you imagine the devil trying to send something into your life disguised as an angel of light, disguised as God, disguised as someone who wants to help you, disguised as someone who wants to develop you, disguised as someone who wants to love you? Imagine the devil sending somebody your way, you falling in love, you doing whatever. having sex, fornicating, whatever, being caught up in lust. Imagine the devil trying to use that to knock you off course and God watching you the whole time, forgiving you the whole time, trying to steer you away from the sin the whole time, trying to develop you in the midst of it, trying to heal you in the midst of it, trying to redirect your path in the midst of it. See, what happens is when the devil leads us to sin and some of us end up sinning, he then wants to be like, aha, look what I did. Aha, I did it. Congratulations, I won. But then you realize you ain't win nothing. Cause God still worked that thing out. Romans 8:28. God still worked that thing out. Yeah, you tried to instill fear in me. Yeah, you tried to get me out of my character. Yeah, you tried to make me insecure. Yeah, you tried to do all of that, but God still. That's why reflection is important at the end of the year. I think that a lot of us are in a time these last couple of days of December. I think a lot of us are in this, or should be in this, reflection time. Not only thinking of, dang, 2021, 2020, 2019 was rough, but think of the things that you got through. Think of the things that God turned around in your favor. Think of the things that meant to harm you. Think of the things that you got through. Think of the things that made you stronger and made you wiser. Think of the things that God used to make you better for 2022. The devil really be thinking that he doing something when the whole time God be orchestrating everything. So, God, you mean to tell me that the on and off eight-year toxic relationship that I had endured, you mean to tell me that by the end of 2021, December 29th, 2021, all of them years was going to work out for my good? You mean to tell me that the job that I thought I wanted, I don't know who that's for, the job I thought I wanted ends up firing me, but it still worked out for my good because I learned some things. That job equipped me. That job gave me the necessary tools and the necessary knowledge that I needed to start my own thing. You mean to tell me all of this hell that I went through all of these years was really a setup for this point to get me stronger, to get me better, to get me on my knees at night praying and thanking God? All of that was meant to get me to this point where I'm disciplined enough to come to God in every situation now. I'm not running to sex. I'm not running to alcohol. I'm not running to these fake friends. I'm not running to these social media platforms. I'm running to God. You mean to tell me that everything that the devil meant for evil really just pushed me towards God even more? Everything the devil meant for me to go through, the scriptures was always right there. God was still there. So even in the midst of what I was going through, the hurt, the drama, the trauma, everything that I was going through, God was still waiting for me. He was right there waiting for me to repent. And so he can comfort me. All of that, everything that I've endured these last 3 years, these last 2 years, 2-3 years, everything that I went through was meant to spiritually mature me. Like, Like, every single thing that we've endured built up perseverance. It built us up, right? To a point where we've begun to see the results of what it means to truly choose God over ourselves, over other things, over this and over that. Like, all of these things that has happened to us, it just made us even more aware of God and how much of a savior he is, how much of a good father he is, how much of a loving father he is. Not once had I went to God and I felt like he was mad at me, or I felt like he, you know what I'm saying, he wanted to, you know, whoop me. Not once did I go to God and he did not comfort me. Yeah, there might have been some consequences for our actions. Like, God is a father at the end of the day. And we be knowing us getting ourselves in these crazy situations, we be knowing that there are going to be some consequences, but we don't be knowing. We don't be caring. Like, I'm going to just deal with that later. I'm going to just sin. I'm going to just do what I, you know, I'm going to just do what I want to do and, you know, pay for it later. Those moments of conviction was meant to show you who you were spiritually. A lot of us have gone our whole lives knowing who we were in the natural. I know Andre. I know her ways. I know what she like. I know what she don't like. But do you know yourself spiritually? Whew. That conviction gets heavier. Let me just say. It gets heavier. But I'm sitting up here reflecting on all of the things, every mistake, every consequence, everything that I was responsible for, every ounce of manipulation, every ounce of falling into the devil's tricks, like falling into schemes and this and that, like all of that, everything that I have endured, everything financially, like spiritually, like entrepreneurship wise, like everything that I had endured was for my good. Yeah, she said yes to the proposal when she was supposed to say no, but I still worked that thing out for her good. Yeah, he moved to the wrong city thinking that it was me, but I still worked that thing out for his good. God, like, it's God meets us along the way. He has a way of redirecting us. It's like when you going this way, God come and be like, go that way. You be going left, he right there with you. He gonna let you make a mistake. He gonna let you bump your head. He gonna let you experience what. He gonna let you experience what you need to experience, and then meet you where you are, and graciously ask you, you ready? You ready? I know you hurting over that breakup. I know you thought he was the one, but are you done crying now? Would you like me to step in? Would you like me to intervene now? Like, he's literally there waiting on us just so he can work it out. Just so he can begin to work things out. there's some people, I feel like there's some people that have went away from God. Like, they've stepped out of line. They've gotten off course. And they're kind of worried and they're kind of, like, scared to come back to God, thinking that they're going to be punished or thinking that God is going to be mad at them. God is not. God don't hold grudges. God does not wait to, like, God does not play us, right? Like, God does not wait on us. Like, he doesn't wait on us to come to him just so he can say, aha, I told you so. Like, he's not that type of God. He's not that type of father. And another thing, this is why it is very important in 2022. It's going to be very important for you to be in your word, because back then, when that prophecy was given to me, that warning word was given to me, I didn't heed that word because I thought that it was going to come another way. I leaned onto my own understanding, thinking that, oh, that must mean this and that must mean that. Had I been in my word, had I been asking God for confirmation, is this word even for me? Had I been asking God for clarity, I would have missed that bullet. I would have dodged that bullet. But God say, since you didn't, I'm going to let you, I have to teach you to get in your word. So the next time somebody speaks a warning, or the next time I myself, God, gives you a warning, you're going to know how to interpret that. You're going to know how to come to me with that. And you're not going to lean on your own understanding. I learned my lesson. I forgot the woman said that to me. I forgot she said that to me, so much so that I'm looking up December 29th. Like, dang, what she said actually happened. But I survived it. The Bible gives a list of the types of rewards that you get when you are obedient to God and what he says to you and what he wants you to do. But honestly, it not only do you reap those benefits and get those rewards, but it's something that changes you on the inside. It's just something that your heart changes. Your mind changes. Your mind is renewed. Your heart is clean. Your soul is cleansed when you're in alignment with God. When your desires become like his. It's just like it's this peace that you get. It's this deep sense of knowing that you and God are on the same page. To know that y'all are in sync with one another. See, that's how I want my next relationship to be. In sync. With each other, with one another. I tried to talk about Christian dating 2 nights ago and ended up prophesying about weddings and stuff. Do you know that today I listened to two prophetic words back to back that I was led to talk about kingdom marriages? And I know a lot of people are out here talking about kingdom marriages. I know that a lot of people are definitely talking about marriage and this and this and that, but these two specific words in particular confirm that God is definitely putting some people together in 2022. I'm not speaking on putting y'all back together. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to put that on my lips because I don't know. But I do know that God has something very specific that he wants to show us in 2022 through relationships. I feel like this year, all of the bad things that we went through in relationships, in friendships, was to teach us how to love people, to teach us how to love ourselves, to learn how to set boundaries, to learn how to set standards. The situation that I talked about when we first got on here, the situation that I talked about when we first got on here, that taught me how to set a standard for friendships. That taught me how not to be vulnerable with people I barely know. That taught me how not, or no, that taught me to be more discerning of people's spirits. Not the spirit that they claim to be, not by the words they claim to be, but by their character, by what they do. That made me pay attention to people's actions more than I paid attention to their words. That made me pay attention to people's body language. Y'all better get the Holy Spirit inside of you. You better accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Don't just be out here claiming God and you really don't know him like that. You don't really know him as a savior. You don't really know him as a provider. You don't really know him as a comforter or as a friend or as a lover. Do y'all know? God literally taught me how to love people. God literally taught me how to love myself through his word, through him talking, us spending time together, me in my word. Like, he literally taught me how to love people. I never knew how to love people. I used to love people from a damaged place. But until the Holy Spirit, until God literally started changing me and showing me, this is why you have trust issues. When that happened, this is why you became bitter. When they said this, this is why you became angry. But now that we've addressed this, let me begin to heal you and teach you the proper way to deal with your anger. Let me teach you the proper way to deal with your bitterness. Let me teach you the proper way to forgive somebody. Because pushing it under the rug and not talking about it is not forgiveness. Sweeping it under the rug, seeing that man cheat and not saying nothing, trying to sweep it under the rug, that ain't how you deal with conflict in your relationship, girl. I'm not saying go off. God be like, I'm not saying go off. But there's a way to address wrong behavior in your relationship, girl. It ain't cursing the man out. It ain't following him when he leave the house. It ain't going through his phone when he sleep. It ain't calling the girl up trying to get information from her. That's not how you do it, young lady. Get in my word. So I can teach you how to be more discerning. So I can give you warnings. So that I can give you dreams. We like leaning onto our own understanding, though. We like that. Because we be thinking we right. We really be thinking that we right. And be really wrong. But I'm going into 2022. I don't know about y'all, but Andrea is going into 2022 with this new sense of awareness of knowing when or catching myself when I begin to lean on my own understanding, stopping it right then and there and taking it to God. A lot of us, this the thing, thank you, Holy Spirit. A lot of us don't be wanting to take it to God because God don't always give us an answer right then and there. We got to wait for that thing. We got to wait for the clarity. We got to wait for the decision to be made. We got to wait for the confirmation. And a lot of us, we act like we so busy out here. I just need to know. Is he cheating on me? I just need to know right now. What you going to do? Nothing. Because if you move out or if you kick him out, you're going to let him come back in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks. Why? Because you're leaning on your own understanding. You're jumping to conclusions. Thank you. You're jumping to conclusions thinking that you're right. When the whole time you could have just waited. You could have let God handle it instead of yourself. Because from experience, you already know that you don't know how to handle situations. You already know that. And yet, you don't have the discipline to try not to handle things. You don't have the discipline to know, or the discipline to bring it to God. You just want to handle it all by yourself because you still think that you're in control of your life. You still think that you know more than God. You still think that you know the outcome to every situation. I like to say that since I've gotten closer to God, I've gotten a lot less stupid. Honestly. I've gotten a lot less stupid by getting closer to God. Because the situations that I've given to Him, I know for sure I wasn't going to be able to handle that right. I know for a fact I wasn't going to handle that right. Every single time I get on live, we start the conversation one way and then we end it a different way. Like, we be going in different types of directions, but we always come back to the point at the end. So I'm just waiting to come back to that point. So, but it's enjoyable to, you know, talk to you all. I love it. I love talking to you all. I love sharing my experiences. I had to take an important call. I miss what you said about celibacy. You be flowing in the prophetic. I do. And I'm not boasting or bragging. I don't be boasting or bragging, y'all. But like I said, 2 days ago, I got on this live trying to talk about Christian dating. Like, I really just wanted to have a conversation with my brothers and sisters. But somehow, the Holy Spirit started talking on the inside of me. And the conversation went to a prophecy about weddings. It turned into me having visions while I'm talking to these people, and I'm sitting up here like, I thought we were going to talk about dating. And, oh, God just told me, ain't no dating. Ain't gonna be no preparation for dating. Some of y'all, a lot of y'all are going to get married. Some of y'all are just going to get married. Ain't going to be no 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months of dating. It's God say, we have work to do in the kingdom. You ain't got time to be dating somebody trying to figure out if they're from me or not. God say, we ain't got time for that. We don't have time. You don't have time. Us, me included. We don't have time to be dating somebody for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months. Excuse me, I burped. Trying to figure out, is he from the Lord? Is this just me? Is he sent from the devil? God said, we ain't got time for dating. What you all here talking about dating for? You ain't about to date. You probably going to date your husband for about a month. And then that's going to be it. And then y'all going to get engaged. And that ain't going to be for no 6, 7, 8, 9 months. Because when the favor is on your life, things are just going to move smoothly around here. It ain't going to be no waiting on this and waiting on that. Uh-uh. God say, I'm involved. I'm involved this time, honey, sir. Why you sitting up there? Well, how am I going to pay for a ring? How am I going to pay for a wedding? How am I going to pay for my dress? How am I going to pay for the venue? God say, when I'm involved, I'm going to be involved this time. So you ain't even got to worry about all that. He said, you ain't going to have to worry about all that. Yeah, God speaking. Yeah, he's real loud right now. He said, y'all are not going to have to worry about what other people have to worry about. The kingdom marriages that he's about to be putting together, y'all ain't going to have to be worrying about what other people are worrying about. Because when the favor of the Lord is upon you, there's certain things. It's a certain protocol. It's a certain type of path that you take. It ain't normal, baby. That's what favor is. People gonna be looking at you like, well, dang, we tried to book the same venue, but we didn't get in. How you get in? How did you get a date before us? I asked her to propose to me 3 months ago, and we still waiting on a venue. y'all just gonna be like, oh, well, you know, the date is the date. Come or don't. God say, in 2022, even in your jobs. Oh, I don't know who on here. I feel like God about to go somewhere with this one. Even in your jobs. The favor that is gonna be on your life, you're not gonna have to, you're not gonna have to work your way up. You're not gonna have to work your way up a ladder. You're gonna just, you're gonna go from here to there. Okay? From here to there. Ain't no 6, 7, 8, 9 months trying to get to manager status or try to get to supervisor status or try to move up in the corporate world, in the corporate ladder. God say, my favor don't move that slowly. My favor is not slow. God say, my favor is not slow. Because if you think about it, favor happens like this. All of a sudden, one day you get a phone call and then boom, all of a sudden you need to move and then boom, all of a sudden somebody, an apartment complex or somebody call you and be like, oh, we got an opening. We saw that you're on our waiting list and you're next in line. Then boom, all of a sudden you find a church. You find a church home, somebody in a grocery store talking about some, oh, I go to this store. I go to this church. You should come with me. You go to the dang on church and your husband there waiting on you. Favor don't move slow, baby. Favor is fast. That's what accelerated blessings are. That's what acceleration is. Except when, if I put my foot on this gas right now, I'm going straight. I'm going to 0 to 60 in 60 seconds. Ain't no, I mean, you know, some of y'all probably got that car. I'm sorry, but you know, this is a Kia. This is a 2021 Kia. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I put my foot on the gas and I put my shift in, I put my gear in, what that is, sport, like, I be gone. You know, that's no tea, no shade. But when, God said when he put his foot on the gas, this how we gonna be. Whoa, Lord, wait a minute, I wasn't, wow. You ever see the movies where people put their foot on the gas and you be like, whoa, buckle up, the Lord say buckle up. Ooh, he say buckle up. Hold on, let me take my seatbelt off. Let me put it back on. God say buckle up, we about to take off. He say, buckle up. He say, make sure you got your seatbelt on. Because where we going, it's going to be so fast. You ain't even going to see the people around you no more. The people, and my God, God told me this a couple of months ago when I did the message. God just said, When he put the foot on the gas and you take off in the direction that he's calling you to go, the people that's outside on the sidelines, the people that's on the sidelines, the people that's on the sidewalk walking, trying to get to their destination, you ain't even gonna be able to see who that is. You're not gonna be able to see that that's the man that rejected you a couple of years ago. Zoop. You ain't even gonna see him. He gonna see you. Who is that in that car? My God. Y'all know every time, why is God speaking so loudly right now? Y'all know how every time when somebody get on the road, like say you driving and then this car just zooms right past you, it immediately catches your attention and it catches everybody else's attention. Everybody be like, man, who is that? They crazy. Man, who is that going so fast? God said that's exactly what your haters about to do. That's exactly what your haters about to say. Well, how did she? Well, how did he? Well, they was just. Wasn't they just? Wasn't they just in a relationship with him? How they getting married to somebody else? How they getting? Wasn't they just engaged 2 years ago? Now she engaged to somebody. Who is this? When did this happen? I receive, Lord. I received that for myself. God say it's takeoff season. Oh, oh, oh. No, I'm not talking about the Migos. It's takeoff season. get ready. God told me to, okay, all right. This is what it is. Look. This is what it is. Y'all listening? Put something in the comments. Are y'all listening? Because I'm about to give y'all this word that he gave me this morning. I guess we did all of that to get here. That's what it was for. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because, you know, you be using me sometimes and I be going off on a tangent, but then you be bringing me back around to what we need to be talking about. So let's talk about it. Come on in this room. Let's talk about it. So I woke up this morning, right? I woke up, got out the bed. As soon as I opened my eyes, I heard, pack your bags. Now, God has been speaking to me very, very loudly and very, very clearly about I'm about to be moving. And he told me the place where I'm about to be moving. So, since he told me that, I've been waiting. And this morning, I heard, pack your bags. Again, for the second time. He told me this yesterday. But this morning, it was the second time. He said, pack your bags. You're about to leave. Why? He been speaking to me yesterday's live, when I was on live yesterday morning, we were talking about how God had dropped in my spirit, and he said, I heard the words, let my people go. And I'm like, what people, Lord? And so for the past couple of weeks, we've been having gnats in our house. And just now, before I got in this car, we found out where the gnats were coming from. But it just so happens that gnats have been flying around like crazy in our house. And we like, man, where is this crap coming from? Ew. So, mind you, God brought me back to Exodus. Brought me back to the story of Moses taking the Israelites out of Egypt. And I've been following the story, right? Why was one of the plague gnats? One of the plagues that God sent to Pharaoh to let his people go were gnats. And I immediately, when I started seeing the gnats, I'm like, I know God ain't sending no plague on me. You know, to put it in like in logical terms, like, God, is this a plague for me? But he was really trying to use that as, thank you, Holy Spirit, using everything for our good. He was using that to show me a sign. Oh, come on, y'all. Catch this word. He was using that to show me that I am about to move. There are some people, kingdom people, that are being rearranged. We are being rearranged. God is about to take us from here to there for purpose. This is your 2022 is your purpose year. You've been feeling all your life like you're meant for something. You've been going through things, being misunderstood, feeling like, oh, you're crazy, feeling like don't nobody understand you, feeling like, dang, I know I'm meant to be on this earth for a bigger purpose. And you've never really known what it is. But 2019, 2020, and 2021, God has been showing you what your purpose is. I'm getting hype. God has been showing you what your purpose is. God has been pruning you. God has been using all of those things that you've been going through for your good. God has been showing you people's motives. God has been preparing you to learn how to deal with people, to where you're going. He's been showing you how to deal with people. He's been using them, using their rejection, using their people talking about you, using everything for your good to prepare you for your purpose here in 2022. So anyway, sorry, I got hyped again. Anyway, God was showing me how Moses took them people out of Israel. I mean, out of Egypt, and brought them into the promised land. When God told me this morning, pack your bags, I wanted to know exactly what happened at the end of Exodus. I wanted to know what happened because I ain't never got to the end of the story. I wanted to know what happened at the end of the story. So what did Andrea do? She went to her Bible. I get to Exodus. I forgot chapter 13. I don't know. I get to the end. Why did I read Moses said, he looked at them Israelites. He done got them out of Egypt. Mind you, God told me yesterday, let my people go. And I'm like, I must be needed to read Exodus to read the last chapter of the story to see how the story ends. Moses got them people out of Egypt, and they was somewhere, and all of a sudden he said, commemorate this day, for the Lord has brought you out of slavery. He has brought you to this month. The day that he was talking about, it was a name. It was a month, and the name of the month was called Aviv. A-V-I-V. And I was like, what is that? Because, you know, regular people, they don't want to know what the words mean. I want to know what the word means. I go to Google. What does Aviv mean? Do you know that Aviv means the spring? It means the month where the harvest. Catch the word. It means the month where the harvest has come. Where the fruit of the harvest is ripened. Where the fruit has come to a place in time where it is ripe. That's what Aviv means. Did you also know? I was watching one of my new YouTube prophetic mouthpieces. Her name is Shantia. Adaja, Shantia Deja, something like that on YouTube. I was watching her videos for the past week. For the past week. Do you know when she was talking about Ruth and Naomi? I had to go back because God Ben told me to read the story about Ruth and Naomi. So I read it in November, but I went back. Holy Spirit. I read the part in Ruth in chapter 2 where Ruth and Naomi went to Bethlehem in the year where the harvest was barley, in the spring. Do you know, was it Naomi that got married or was it Ruth? No, it was Ruth, right? Yeah, it was Ruth. Do you know that Ruth, as soon as she got to Bethlehem, she met her husband? It was harvest time. God say it's harvest time. I hope y'all caught that. It's harvest time. Not only has God, my God, God has been allowing you to be oppressed by these people. God has been allowing you to see the oppression. God has been allowing you to experience the oppression. So much so to the point where he's heard your cry. Exodus. He's heard your cry. He saw what them people tried to do to you. He saw what the devil tried to do to you. He saw what those people were talking about. He saw what them people were trying to do behind your back. He saw what the enemy meant for evil. He saw all of the oppression. He's heard your cries. He saw you crying. He saw you feeling down and insecure about yourself. He saw you crawled up in your bed lonely at night. He saw all of that. But now, my God, let my people go. Oppression, you gotta let them go. By the end of, okay, all right, Holy Spirit. By the end of 2021, some of y'all think that God ain't gonna do what he told you he was gonna do this year because it's only 2 days left. God say, by the end of 2021, when that clock hit 12 a.m., when the clock hit 12 a.m. on December 31st, that oppressor, whoever, whatever it is, has got to let you go. Oh! 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 I love the Holy Spirit. I love what he has given me to steward over. I love that. Not only has that word set you free, but it's a warning. To not doubt it. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Do not doubt the word of the Lord. Hear him. Hear the word of the Lord that is coming out of my mouth. That oppression that you've been under and that you've been experiencing, it's got to let you go. God is about to bring you into your harvest year. So January, February, March, when it start getting nice outside, when them sundresses start coming out, when them toes start coming out again, when, fellas, when y'all start getting y'all haircuts, and you know what I'm saying, when it start getting nice outside, know that that's your harvest time. It's harvest time. When you walk outside and you see the sun shining, it's harvest time. I worked for this. Oh, I tarried for this. I suffered for this. Oh, I was rejected for this. I lost a few things, a few people along the way. I suffered for this. It's my harvest time. Can't nothing keep me from receiving this right now. Like, this is my time. This is my time. This is what I've waited for my whole life. This is the moment. This is the moment that I've waited for. This is why I went through that. This is why he hurt me. Oh, who is that for? I'm sorry that I'm yelling. I'm sorry. But it's just like, when the Holy Spirit starts speaking, he just interrupts everything. I need to take a sip. God don't play about his kids. God does not play about his people. When God don't, haven't y'all realized, haven't y'all noticed that when God wants to get something done, he gonna get it done. With or without us. With or without us dragging our feet, he gonna get it done. He's going to allow that blessing to come through. And even if you don't, there goes again. Why God keep talking to me about open doors? He keeps talking to me and reminding me about open doors. God say this next door. And I hope y'all know, I'm not here to hype y'all up. Well, kind of. But, I mean, I'm not here to just give y'all a word or whatever like that. But I literally feel God, like, pushing on my back with this one. Ooh. Y'all say this next door? Ain't nobody going to be able to shut that. Revelation 3:7. He say, the oppressors, they're going to be far away from you. You're going to be far away from them. They ain't going to be nowhere near the door. Nowhere near the door. God say, it's that spacious land in Exodus 3. God has heard your oppression. He has heard your cry. And now he's bringing you into the promised land, a good and spacious land. This spacious land, he needed to get you away from them. He needed to get you away from your oppressors. He needed to get you into a spacious land. Why am I doing this? He needed to get you into a spacious land where they can't find you. They ain't even going to be able to find you. You're going to be in this big open space filled with all these people. They ain't going to be able to track you down. They not going to be able to call you. Oh, yeah, there go. I heard another prophet say, God is telling us to change our phone numbers next month. God just say, some of y'all need to change y'all numbers. Do y'all know I changed my ex's number the other day to Proverbs 26. That's his name in my phone. If you don't know what Proverbs 26, somebody go read Proverbs 26 and then come back on this live. I changed his name to Proverbs 26. So every time he call me, it's a clear reminder. It's an indicator. Don't you dare go back to that vomit. Don't you go back. Salt. What's the name? Lot's wife. Don't you dare look back. Unless you want to turn into a pillar of salt. Don't you dare. God say anybody who put their hand to the plow, anybody who puts their hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. God say y'all been, oh, God, look, God's strong on this one. God is real loud on this one. You better not go back. You better not go back. Ooh, that was for me. I know it was for y'all too, but God say the reason why some of y'all have to move, and I know you don't want to, but the reason why some of y'all have to move is because God has his name on you. You have a word inside of you. You have things to do for the kingdom. God put his name on you to do good things in his name, to give him glory. Whatever he's placed on the inside of you to do, you have to do that in his name. And because the city, the place, the family that you're in right now, they're corrupting you. So that's why I have to move you. God said, y'all not about to mess my name up. Y'all not about to, I'm going to use y'all. I'm going to use you for my glory. I'm going to use you for a better purpose. But I need y'all up out of there. Because I need your mind. God said, I need your mind. I need your heart with me at all times. You know how people... Yeah, bad company can't correct good character. You know how people be knowing that the relationship is bad. People be knowing that they're easily influenced by the wrong things. People be knowing that what they're in and what they're doing is bad for them, but they still stay. God say, I'm not going to let that happen to you anymore. I'm not going to let that come to pass anymore. I'm not going to let you keep self-sabotaging yourself. I'm not going to let you keep hurting yourself. I have too much for you. I love you too much. I have way better. We stay in these relationships thinking that these niggas going to change, and they not. They not. They're not going to change. God say, because I changed you, I made you out into an example. God said, I'm still making you into an example, because people still don't believe you. People still don't believe what I've placed on the inside of you. But in 2022, when you start fully walking into your purpose, when you really start giving God the glory through the work that you do, through the nonprofit, through the marriage, through everything that God is going to walk you into, you're going to make believers out of people. You are going to make believers out of people to the point where people ain't going to be able to deny that that's God. People ain't going to be able to deny him anymore. Some people got to see it. Some people have to see it. But God is basically saying, I can show you better than I can tell you. In 2022, God is going to show you some things. That's why you need to be praying for spiritual eyes. God, remove the scales from my eyes. Help me to see spiritually. Help me to see things clearly. God is going to start showing us things better than he can tell us. The word is there. He's going to always speak to us and through us through his word. He's always going to speak to our hearts about things. But 2022? God is about to show off. Yes, the evil eye is bad. Look what you just said. Just look at what you just said. Is the evil eye. Go look up the word evil. And then come back and tell me, is that bad to wear as a necklace? God, every time I be speaking, God be bringing back everything to my remembrance. He be bringing it all together. Sometimes it really be catching me off guard because I be like, not expecting it. But God literally had me on my podcast. A series of episodes are all in alignment with each other. But not the last episode, I think it was the last episode. He was talking to, he had gave me the word saying that our words are important. In this next season of our lives, our words are going to be vitally important. You have to know, my God, you have to know what you are speaking. You have to know the meaning of the words that you speak. Know the meaning of the words that coming out of your mouth. You're going to need to know that. You are going to need, your God says that your words that you speak in this next season are going to be very important. Life and death lies in the power of the tongue. We all know that. But God says the words that you speak in this next season are going to matter a lot. Not only does your words have meaning, but your words have power behind them. You can speak life into things, or you can speak death into things. You can self-sabotage yourself with the words that you say. Everything flows from your heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everything flows from your heart. So not only is your sight going to be, not only is your sight going to need your attention, but your heart. Because everything flows from it. The words you say, the thoughts, everything has to be filtered through the heart. And if your heart is corrupt, if your heart has any ounce of deceit, if your heart has any ounce of unforgiveness, your words are going to be affected. My God. Your words are going to be affected. So God said it's very important this next season of your life. Why I feel like I'm giving y'all instructions. Like every time I get on here, I'm giving people instructions. I hope y'all are writing this down. But God say 2022 is going to be your purpose year. You are coming out of the oppression. And God say, don't be bitter towards them. Like, don't harden your heart towards them. Just keep your distance. My God. He say, don't harden your heart towards them. Just keep your distance. It's a lot of people that are going to try to call. That's why you need to change your number. Some people are going to try to call. Let me tell you what the devil is good at. He will send somebody your way after a fast. He will send somebody your way after deep prayer. He will send somebody your way in a text message, in a call, in an email, in a whatever, in a DM. He will send somebody your way after you've reached a moment of clarity, after God has given you a word. He will literally send somebody to distract you from what you just got from God. And then it brings doubt and it brings confusion. And then it'll have you spiraling. 2022 is going to be a year of discernment. Even the doors that God is about to open for you, you're going to need to have a heightened sense of matured discernment to discern if that door is from God or not. Because the last thing you want to do is open up is walk through a door that is not meant for you. Girl, them narcissists exes, they be knowing exactly when to call. Why? Because they have a spirit operating on the inside of them. They have they're being demonically influenced. Do y'all know what monitoring spirits are? People that are just around just to see what you got going on, just to see what your next move is. They're monitoring you. Trying to plot your demise. Trying to get the 411. Trying to see what's T. God said it's going to be very important in 2022. It's going to be very important. Oh, and God, thank you, Holy Spirit. God told me about this a month or so ago. He had me specifically reading about false prophets. I don't like this part of the neighborhood that I'm in, so I'm going to scoot up a little bit, y'all. Hold on. I'm just sitting in my car at the City Trends. I don't know why I'm over here, but I'm going to just move. I'm going here where the other car is at because I feel like, you know, this is Baton Rouge, like... You do not want to get caught over here slipping, okay? You feel me? And I ain't got that iron. What am I doing? Anyway, I need to find somewhere to park. Oh, God said it's going to be very... He has been highlighting to me about false prophets. Now, some people don't know that they're false prophets. Some people don't know that they are operating in a spirit that is not of God. Some people just don't know. Some people think that is God when it's really, really not. And they've been misleading and deceiving people. God says in 2022, y'all are going to have to watch out because God is pouring his spirit out on people. Because God is about to show his glory through people. There's going to be a lot of fakes. There are going to be a lot of people claiming the name of God and claiming that God is doing so many of these things in their lives. There's going to be a lot of people that God is actually using, like me, to speak a word to y'all. There's going to be a lot of people that he's actually going to be trusting to carry out his name and carry his glory. But there's also going to be the counterfeit. There's also going to be people that the devil is going to be using to put on platforms, to put on YouTube, to put on Instagram. A lot of people are going to start their online ministries, but they're going to know God. They're going to be in their discovery phase, right? You know how prematurely, let me just say that there are going to be people that are going to be used by God, but they're going to try to put themselves out there themselves prematurely. They're going to try to start their YouTube pages prematurely. They're going to start their podcast episodes and shows prematurely. And when I say prematurely, I mean, they are not going to have gotten to a place of spiritual maturity to where they are anchored in the word of the Lord, where they are fully submitted to the word of God, where they are fully surrendered to allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through them. A lot of these words are going to come from them and their own understanding. But not to worry. That's why we need to get in our word. That's why we need to get in our word. Do y'all know that I have been able to discern? I have been able to call out some that claim to know God, that claim to know the word of the Lord, just because I opened up and read my Bible. That ain't what that means, sis. That ain't what that says, sis. Oh, now you're just talking. That's not the Holy Spirit. Click off. Oh, that pastor sitting up here talking to this congregation and on this online ministry, talking about this and this and that, and that ain't nothing but what God has been saying to the people. All right, click off. God said not to fear. Because that's why we're getting these instructions, right? We're getting the instruction of learning how to pray for this, well, really being discerned. Is that a word? Really having discernment. And really allowing the Holy Spirit to implant himself in your heart. That's how you're going to stay ready, protected. That's how you're going to armor up. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to try to mimic. Yeah. They're gonna, you know, just like the people in Exodus. Oh my God, speak Holy Spirit. Just like the people in Exodus, those soothsayers and Pharaoh's people. Pharaoh didn't know God. Pharaoh didn't know that God was God. He was worshiping the God of the ice, the God of the rain, the God of the sun, the God of the sunflower seed. I don't know. He was worshiping all of these other gods to where he didn't even know who Moses was talking about. So when Moses came to show him the staff, when God started putting them plagues on Egypt and started to reveal his glory and his power onto Egypt, Pharaoh's stupid self tried to mimic that. He tried to mimic what was going on. What the Lord was trying to do. He was trying to mimic the power of the Lord, right? So God wants us to be, if y'all haven't read Exodus, go read Exodus, please. Because, look, But God has literally, he's been speaking to us, y'all, a lot about just being prepared. And really, when you pack your bags, when some of y'all pack y'all bags, y'all not gonna know immediately where you're going. You're just gonna need the faith. You're gonna need the faith to know that wherever God will show you where you're going, you have to be able to trust him. God is going to just call you all to do stuff, and you're not going to know the next step. You're not going to know, oh, I got a question about some soul ties. What about it, girl? Because I just watched a video today. I just watched a prophetic video about soul ties today. So what? She said, ask it. But God is going to need your faith. He's going to need you to have more faith in 2022. When God tells you to go somewhere, go. When God tells you, obedience as well. You're going to need to be very obedient as well. But when God tells you to go somewhere, you don't ask no questions. Just get up and go. I'm also, thank you, Holy Spirit, I'm having a discipline boot camp next week, January 3rd through the 21st. So if any of y'all need to learn how to be disciplined in your discernment, in your praying, fasting, time management, learning how to fit God into your schedule, really learning how to prioritize God. If you need to learn how to change your habits, because a lot of things that keep us from being disciplined with God and disciplined in our words are unhealed trauma. Procrastination stems from doubt. It stems from insecurity. It stems from anxiety. Not feeling like you're good enough to handle the assignment. Not feeling like you're smart enough. Not feeling like you can do it. Whatever God is calling you to do, that is the root of procrastination. It ain't just because you're lazy or you just don't feel like it. It's literally something in your heart that we will be addressing. And even to this day, I've been knowing about this discipline boot camp. I done planned this discipline boot camp since October. But God, and the discipline boot camp is next week. If y'all want to sign up, the link is in my body. The link is in my bio. But if y'all want to sign up, go there. But even till this day, even today, last night, God's still giving me revelation on what I need to talk about in this discipline boot camp. So there is fresh revelation that needs to be had. There is still some things that God wants to say, which is why I have not even been recording my videos. He's still been talking to me and challenging me to be disciplined in what I hear. To be disciplined enough to put down my task list. And to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And to be sensitive to his voice and what he needs to say to y'all. Through me. But yeah, y'all just gonna need a lot more discipline. You're gonna need a lot more discernment. You're gonna need a lot more Bible and scripture. Can you speak on soul ties? There's a way we can break that. So,